And welcome back to This Week in Channel 9. I'm Christina Warren. Brian Liston is still somewhere in Europe, we think.
Yeah, sure. Who can say? I actually don't know.
I don't know. We haven't heard from him in a couple of days, so we hope you're still okay, Brian. But in his place, I have the amazing Ashley McNamara.
And I'm better than Brian.
I mean, you are.
So, I mean, he's my boss. Don't fire me.
But Ashley is better.
I am. Better.
So, but we're really glad to have her here. So we're going to go through, there's like a lot of cool news this week, right?
There is some cool news.
Including the Open Dev Summit that you hosted.
Yes.
This week, which is going to be on Channel 9 if you missed it. We talked about it last week. We'll talk about it a little bit more at the end of the show, but I just wanted to give that a shout out. Ashley was the host of the Open Dev Summit, and it was so cool.
I was pretty funny. I was.
All right, so speaking of cool things, this isn't really funny, but I mean, we could maybe make a joke about this. I don't know. Cray supercomputers are coming to Azure.
Oh my God, that's Cray.
See, okay, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
So basically, there's like an exclusive partnership between Microsoft and Cray to basically bring people who want to do like HPC, which is high performance computing. Is that the right term? Okay.
Yes.
High performance computing to Azure. So if you have like if you really need some powerful hardware to run stuff on, I guess you can use it. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And it's supercomputers are always cool. I mean, supercomputers. Who doesn't want that?
I agree. All right. Next up, now you're going to tell me more about this because I don't understand this quite as well as you do. But this, I just saw like Kubernetes and Azure, and I got excited. So we have a new service called AKS. What is AKS?
So AKS is, in a nutshell, managed Kubernetes. We have ACS, which has been around for a while, and in the last 6 months, and that's Azure Container Services, by the way. In the past 6 months, that's grown by like 300%. So obviously, like they're containers.
Containers. There should be a store.
There should be a store. But it's really cool. It takes that open source Kubernetes, and without like the complexity and that operational overhead, like no headache. It's no headache Kubernetes. It's great.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you've been wanting to get into Kubernetes. If you love containers, you love Azure, and why wouldn't you? Now we have a managed solution for you.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, this was really cool. I loved this story. Basically, the Microsoft blogs have a Q&A with Asma Khalid, who is the very first female MVP from Pakistan.
That's rad.
Right? Like, I love this. Like, she's a technical evangelist, a blogger, a software engineer, and she got her MVP title in April. And she focuses on HCI, so human-computer interaction, to improve user accessibility. I want to be friends with her.
I do, too, because we have, like, the same title-ish
a
little bit, so...
Yeah, she kind of does. I mean, I love this, and I think that this is showing how different communities all over the world, more people are getting involved in tech. This is fantastic.
It's very cool.
Asma, if you ever come to Redmond, we want you to be on Channel 9.
On the show. You can sit in this chair.
You can sit in any chair you want, but we definitely want you. So congratulations, Asma, and check out that great Q&A on the site. Okay, we were both talking about this before we started. This is like, I think, my favorite story of the week, to be totally honest.
It is. This is the silliest story.
Yeah, so if you use Visual Studio Code, and of course you do, because it's like a great text editor, you might have noticed that the icon changed.
Nobody likes change. I get it.
It became orange, which I quite liked.
Yeah.
A lot, but the community did not.
They did not, which is why we picked these orange chairs.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think Scott Hanselman was calling it like the pumpkin spice icon.
It's seasonal.
It is seasonal. Well, yeah, you know what? It is pumpkin spice season, and that would have been a good time for the icon, maybe just to be pumpkin spice icon season. No, but basically, the icon changed colors. People were not happy about that.
Yes.
It has been changed back, but what I really like about this, and I want your take, as silly as this whole thing was, I loved how open and transparent they were on the blog about the entire sorted back and forth over the icon. Because usually this sort of minutia that happens in open source projects, which we all love, but it's me personally, like one of my favorite things to kind of laugh at a little bit, is usually you don't see big corporations kind of getting in the minutia and being like, okay, well, we tried something and this is why, but this was your reaction and we heard you and we went back to blue. We got it. It's okay.
We listened. We changed back. You know, nobody likes change.
Yeah.
Nobody likes rebranding. when your system updates and now all of a sudden it's orange, you're like, what, did I download something new? What is this? You know, and sometimes you just want to be mad about something. I get it.
Yeah, totally. So, but it's back. You can read the whole story on the blogs. I kind of love it. All right, now this is cool. Basically, the Java debugger for Visual Studio Code, speaking of Visual Studio Code,
right,
has been open sourced.
So Microsoft really is doing cool things. I'm like blown away every time I read something like this.
Yeah, same.
Open source all the things. Please do that. And I'm so thrilled to be here at a time when Microsoft is doing just that.
And what's so cool about this is that it's not just the extension that's open source, but it's the server too.
Really?
Which, yeah, the backend Java debug server is also being open source, along with a couple of feature improvements and bug fixes.
Fantastic.
But I'm with you. Like, I never would have thought, and I'm so glad to be at Microsoft when all this stuff is happening. Like,
yes.
Because if you'd asked me, again, I made this joke before, I was like, you'd ask, like, Christina in high school, this would be A, where I work, and like B, like the stuff that's happening, and I've been like, no.
If you asked me 12 months ago,
right?
I would have said no.
But it's so cool. So keep it up. So if you were into Java and the debugger, it's now open source in Visual Studio Code. All right, this is cool. We now have multi-threading in Node.js.
Yeah, I wish Burke was here for this story because I feel like he gets super pumped about it. It is cool. TBH, I don't have a lot to add to this story besides, like, yeah, man, it's cool.
Yeah, same. I wish I knew, like, I was more of a Node person.
Yeah.
But I mean, it sounds good.
It does sound good. Burke, tweet us.
Yeah,
is it cool? Yeah.
Let us know. Let us know in the comments, like, how excited you are about multi-threading.
Yes.
For Node for compute-heavy apps.
Okay. I'm really excited about this one, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's very, like, Rick and Morty-esque,
the
image. And shout out Rick and Morty, super sweet show.
Great show.
Watch it.
Definitely, yeah. So basically, Microsoft has this, like, Story Labs have these explanimator things. So they're like, you know, animated explainers.
I personally love those.
I do too.
I learn a lot from these silly little explainer things. People do more of these. Please do that.
I was going to say, and this one is on, I think, like, a hot topic. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, everybody's into blockchain. Everybody's into ICOs. Everybody's into all this stuff. And, like, as much as I've written about and kind of tried to learn about, you know, blockchain and Bitcoin and all this stuff over the years, there's still something about it where it's just, like, at a certain point, it just goes over my head.
Yeah. So, at Tess R on Twitter wrote a really great blog post on blockchain using emojis.
Ooh.
It is fantastic. Super understandable, super readable. Very much like this. Just another resource. We can put that somewhere, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, we'll put that in the notes. Okay, so yeah, but if you want to learn more about blockchain and check out some very sweet Rick and Morty-esque art, check that out. What do you think about this? This is the Mixed Reality Capture Studio is now open in San Francisco.
Okay, so first thing, like, Buzz is really cool.
Buzz Aldrin is very cool.
Love you, Buzz. And I actually saw this at South By. I don't know if you went last year. They sort of did, like, a preview of this where he's in this, and it was kind of cool. It's a little gimmicky, but I don't hate it.
Like, cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, and it's Buzz.
It's Buzz, man.
But also, I mean, this is just cool because obviously mixed reality stuff, like, especially this holiday season, there are going to be a lot of headsets and a lot more of that stuff. So get excited about mixed reality. All right. Now it is time for our picks of the week. So Ashley, what is your pick of the week?
So I picked OpenAI during Open Dev yesterday. We had a nice gal, Vicky, come in, and she did a demo where her demo failed too, which I personally love because it makes me feel human because nothing runs correctly the first time.
No, I feel better. Like, when I'm watching a stream and it's not perfect, I'm like, oh, see, I'm not that bad.
Exactly. So when it did work, the demo was training an AI to walk, and it was awesome. It's just, like, bumbling around. I didn't get to see it actually, like, learn because, you know, we don't have a lot of time.
Right.
But it was really cool. So check out OpenAI. They're doing some really cool things.
And you can look at the whole session. Like we said, from OpenDev, they will be up on Channel 9 next week. So maybe even this week as you're watching this, depending on the time. So check that out on our events page. And check out Vicky's presentation. And check out OpenAI. That's very cool. All right, so my pick of the week, and usually I pick a story. In this case, I picked a tool, because last week when Jason Young was on, he had kind of like a tech tip, and I was like, that's kind of cool. So Windows 10, the Fall Creators Update is out now, and one of the big features is that it's way easier to get Linux installed on your Windows machine. So you can just download Ubuntu or SUSE or Fedora from the store, and that's awesome. So I'm like putting Ubuntu, you know, on my system as one does, and I was wanting to kind of install tools that I frequently use when I use a Mac at home. And I was like, you know, there are a million great package managers for Linux, and I'm not going to say that like there aren't. I know there are a million of them. But sometimes you just want to have stuff in user space. You don't want to have to maybe overwrite system settings, and you don't want to have to manage a bunch of dependencies. And that's where on the Mac, there's a great thing called Homebrew that I really like. And there's actually a Linux port called Linux Brew at linuxbrew.sh. The link is in the show notes. It's based off of Homebrew. And I think especially if you're using, you know, Linux on your Windows machine and you're not necessarily going to be going in a production environment and you just want an easy way to get access to certain tools, like for me, this was an awesome thing that I discovered and was really cool as a way to just kind of get my work machine set up with a lot of the same tools that I use on my home machine.
Yeah, I drank some Haterade this morning because when I saw that this was your pick, I was a little salty about it because this is a really good pick. So I'm on board with you. Good pick of the week.
So for Windows people, if you're just wanting to kind of get into Linux running, you know, on your system, check it out if you want a very easy to use package manager that won't overwrite your system stuff.
Yes, Windows users, if you want to use Linux, said at Microsoft.
Use this package manager that was built for Mac OS and imported to Linux. See, I love how it all comes full circle.
I do, yeah.
All right, so let us know what you think about everything that's happening this week in the show comments, and we will see you next time.